Let's go to Ann in Vista, California, and she's interested in knowing how you can have the healthiest kidney function. And I think that, are you there, Ann?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Dr. Marshall.
You're welcome. And how old a woman are you?
Well, actually, I'm 58, but I'm calling about my 12-year-old cat.
12-year-old. All right. Well, then you got to tell me roughly how much the cat weighs.
She weighs 11.8 pounds,
okay.
Which is
okay.
She's maybe a few ounces underweight.
Okay. The first thing that you always want to do when you're thinking about kidney is you want to look for any injury, scar, or trauma near the tailbone and see if there's anything going on there, any surgery, any scar, anything. And you've got to mud pack that so you can get that healthy energy flow back there, okay? So interference field is number one. Number two, we want to eliminate what are known as purine-based proteins. I'll translate to English. That would be organ meats, which are one of the favorite things they put in cat food or fish like tuna. Any fish that are high in purines, which would be things like sardines and salmon, okay? So you're probably going to have to feed this little guy from food that you prepare. Now, the least load is fermented raw food. However, the cat typically needs more protein than we do. And so these proteins need to be rather cleverly produced. So the first thing that I would do is begin a mixture of very small amounts of fish or meat with large amounts of fermented raw mushrooms like shiitake, like hen of the woods, like a trumpet or French horn or erewhon. They're all the same. And this will deliver the protein but will dramatically reduce the load to kidney. Now, additionally, the cat may not drink enough water because when this happens, when the kidneys are not happy, it's hard to drink regular water. So
she's drinking excess water.
She drinks excess water?
She's drinking excess water, good. And I'm actually hydrating her.
Good deal. Okay, so we don't have to worry about that. So then what I would do is put kidney complex in the food and probably about your feed her, what, twice a day?
Yes.
So three kidney complex two times per day is what I would do. And now you've got a very good start. I would make sure that there is no more cooked food for this animal unless you want to give her HCl at the end of the meal, because at 12, she's equivalent to our roughly 78, you know. So she's, you know, kind of exhausted her HCl. So the rotting food is a tremendous load to kidney. So we want to get rid of that, and we get rid of that with fermented raw food, or we use HCl at the end of the meal. And I would say in the beginning, even if you do raw food, I would give her HCl anyway, and at her body size, maybe one capsule, and you can probably just drop it down her throat.
Yes,
okay?
She feels easily.
Good luck, and I hope many of the listeners will be loved as much as you love that cat, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. Yes. Bye now.